All right. As I was praying on Sunday night, as I always do, asking the Lord, what is it you want to share with the people this week? And his word was, you will win. Amen. Tell someone close to you, you will win. So, Father, thank you for this word as it goes forth today. Lord, we thank you for your anointing that's upon your word. Your word is sharp and it's quick and it's powerful. And it begins to divide between the soul and the spirit. So, Lord, any mindsets that we've been holding on to that are not from you, we thank you that your word cuts them away today and removes them from our minds. And we decree and declare that new patterns, new mindsets are being set within our thinking process, for the word says we have the mind of Christ. And so, Lord, we thank you for the mind of Christ today, speaking to us, making new inroads into our thought patterns in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. 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 The scripture says in Deuteronomy 1:30, would you read that with me? The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Moses was talking to the children of Israel, and he was recounting everything that had happened to them and how God had said he would go before them. They were able to take the promised land. But you know, the children of Israel had doubt and unbelief in their heart. They had mindsets and thought patterns of doubt and unbelief, and therefore they were not able to grasp the promises of God. And that same thing can happen to us. God said he will go before us and he will fight our battles. He's already won the victory. So since God has already won the victory, we are set up to succeed. Tell your neighbor, you're set up to win. They were afraid to go into the promised land because two spies said, God is well able. We can go in. But 10 spies said, oh, there's giants in the land. They're so much bigger than us. We're like grasshoppers in their eyes. In other words, this problem is so huge, I'll never succeed. Yeah. You see, these are the mindsets that we still had. Even though God has said he is for us, and if God is for us, who can be against us? God said, I go before you and I prepare the way for you. The Lord said he is behind us. He is our rear guard. God orders our steps every day. He makes a way where there is no way. He said, I'm the way maker. We are set up to succeed. Tell your neighbor, you'll win. See, they had the opportunity to conquer, but they refused it. We can be a casual Christian. God will still love us, but we are going to miss out on so much in this lifetime if we choose to be a casual Christian. God has set us up to win so we can lead other people into the kingdom of light. There are people who are lost and struggling in the kingdom of darkness, and you are his ministers of light, and he has called you to walk in the light and pull them out of that darkness. Nobody gets a pass to just sit back and do nothing. Once you come into the kingdom of God, your life is no longer your own. We belong to God. Yes. And how many of you have prayed and said, oh, Lord, use me? Yes. And then we get in the midst of him using us and we're like, this is not what we wanted. This doesn't feel so good. Yeah. This isn't as easy as I thought it would be. Yes, true. But God has called you. And He has set you up to win. He has already defeated the enemy. Do you know you have an enemy of your soul? Yeah. He's the one that gives us all of these crazy thoughts, connects us with people who speak doubt into our life, tell us we'll never be able to do that. You can't do that. You can't have that promotion. You don't have enough education. You can't have that. And all the time they're just saying that stuff because they want it, right? But if God has planned for us to have something, if we come into alignment with God and we obey Him, He's going to make sure we have it. Because He has a plan and purpose in our life, and whatever we need to fulfill that, God brings those resources. He brings resources to us so that we can succeed. He never, never sets us up to fail. He has set us up to win. Tell your neighbor again, you will win. Hallelujah. Let's go. After the Lord had spoke to me about this topic, Prophetess Ina Carr, and a lot of you know Prophetess Ina, she's preached here, she posted this word on Facebook, and this is what it says. Victory is here. Victory is yours. Rest assured, your victory is secure. For the victorious warrior has procured the way where there was no way. The Lord of hosts is His name, and He goes before you. Rejoice, for your victory is here. Give the Lord a praise for victory. It's here. Tell somebody, victory's here. Romans 8:37 says, read it with me, if you can see up here. Yes. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. So we're more than a conqueror. In other words, we have already won. God has already conquered for us. We are following in His footsteps. We are following Him every day, doing what He is asking us to do, and that causes us to have a victorious life. Now, we may not have everything we want. All right? Some of you are still wanting that BMW. Some of you still wanting that Mercedes-Benz. Wanting the big house down the street. We may not have everything we want, but God will make sure we have everything we need. And the greatest thing we can have in life is peace of mind. Amen. Come on, you cannot buy peace of mind. That can only come from our Heavenly Father. And if you have peace of mind, you have won. Because in the midst of a battle, you can have peace of mind. You know, everything can be raging around you. But God can bring peace in the midst of the storm. He will bring peace to us. In the middle of tribulation, we can rejoice. Because Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. You see, the world hates you. The world hates us. And we see that is getting greater and greater. Trying to stop the name of Jesus, trying to keep Christians from speaking out. I thank God that President Trump reversed the that Lyndon B. Johnson had made a legislation that ministers from the pulpit couldn't talk about politics and religion. Thanks. Well, that never stopped us here. Because God never divided that up. What is going on in our government should line up with biblical principles. Amen? And if it doesn't, we should rise up and make them aware of that. Amen? Amen. We're going to go on. We're not going to stay there. So there's no victory without a battle. And if you have great battles, then you are positioned for great victories. Tell somebody that's good news. We've all been through some great battles, right? And some of us are in the midst of great battles. But if you have a great battle, then you have a great victory that is coming. We are more than conquerors. We are on the winning team. I believe it was Vince Lombardi that was sharing about, someone had interviewed him and asked him, how do you have a winning team, such a winning team? And he said, anyone can have a winning team, but not everyone has a team where the men care for each other, they love one another, they protect one another. They know that if they don't fulfill their position, this halfback might get his legs broken. And he said, the difference with my teams is not only are they a winning team, but they continue to beat everybody else because they love each other and they stand up for each other. Amen. And isn't that a great example for the church of Jesus Christ? Yes. To love one another, to stand for one another, to be there, to war in the heavenlies for one another. And we do that through prayer and intercession. Every Friday night this month, we are here from 6 to 9 praying. If you can get out for any space of time, it's in a room right back here. We can see you come up to the doors right there and let you in. You're welcome to come and go any time between 6 and 9. If you can stay for the whole thing, that's great. We are praying and interceding for our River of Life family and the churches in our area because we believe that the greatest revival is getting ready to break out in Elkhart County.
Amen.
God is positioning us to be ready to receive those that are in the harvest. And he is commanding us to get out and go into the harvest.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, we should be talking about Jesus, sharing about the love of Christ, and inviting people to come to Jesus. And when they receive Jesus, bring them on to church. You don't have to bring them to church to receive Jesus. You're a minister of the gospel. We handed out bookmarks to help teach people how to do this. And Pastor Mario, are you here today? Here's your bookmarks in Spanish that we handed out a few weeks ago. These are for you and for your Spanish-speaking people.
Welcome.
You're very welcome. How exciting. Yes. We're helping Pastor Mario build a Hispanic congregation, and so you might want to borrow one of those from him if you run into someone who speaks Spanish, and on the back of it is the name of the church and where we're located, and they can get a hold of us. And we're excited to spread the good news of the gospel. Been doing a lot of teaching about it, but today the Lord wants to encourage you. You will win.
Amen.
You will win. I just sense there are people that are in a huge battle. There's a lot going on. But in the midst of it all, God has already planned your victory. He's already planned it. Let's look at Isaiah 42:13. Isaiah 42:13, the Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. A lot of times people see the Lord as a gentle, loving Savior. And he is. But God is also a man of war.
Yes.
And he is mighty in battle. He's called the Lord of hosts. He is the God of the armies of Israel. He is the God of the heavenly angels. God is sovereign over every principality and power and and ruler of darkness. He sits high in the heavens and he sees everything that's going on. And he knows when you are in a battle. He knows when the demonic is opposing you. But the Lord shared with me one day in prayer. He said, you know, Janet, I've already done what I'm going to do. And I'm like, okay, what's that mean? I was praying for God to move on something. And he said, I've already given you the authority over the power of the enemy. And this is a demonic stronghold that is blocking the church from going to the next level. You have authority over that. We partner with the Lord, but he doesn't do everything for us. He expects us to engage with him. And we use his word as a weapon of warfare. We use the promises of God to break through those barriers that get set up. How many have ever experienced some barriers in your life? And you know that it is darkness. It is demonic powers that are standing in the way. Sometimes it's not. And you have to learn what is and what is not. We need to be discerning in the spirit to know when we're taking authority over demonic powers and when it is our soul that is standing in the way. I remember when I was in high school, there was a lot of talk about soul power. Soul power. Anybody remember those songs about soul power? Your soul has a lot of power. And if you continue to refuse God, guess what? Satan will help you out. He will send you demons. He will send you help just to keep you going the wrong direction if you are so resistant and rebellion to the will of God. Yeah. It happens to all of us. But God will show us what is the soul and what is the spirit. James said, submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee. So I often tell people, if you know you're submitted to God, you've taken authority over the devil, then you need to ask the Lord, what is he doing inside of you and what is it he's wanting you to learn in this season? Because there's something in your soul that you're blinded to. You think you're submitted, but there's something going on there that really you're in rebellion. Come on, this is why Moses was talking to the children of Israel. They had rebelled against the promises of God. God had good things in store for them. They could have gone in and taken the promised land, but they rebelled against God. And even though Moses talked to them and said, look at everything God's done for you, they still refused to go. But do you remember Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit? And because they were of a different spirit, God did not wipe them out in the wilderness. You know, everybody else got wiped out in the wilderness. Anyone 20 and older did not get to see the promised land. That is a hefty price to pay. Joshua and Caleb refused to follow the crowd. And they received the promise. And when they went into the promised land, they had to fight. But God had made them more than conquerors. And they won their battles. Unless somebody was in sin. And there's lots of stories. We don't have time for that today. But I was thinking, as I was setting this lesson, about God being a man of war and going before us and prevailing against our enemies. One of the greatest examples of that in the Bible is Daniel. The story of Daniel. We studied that Friday night when we were in prayer. And there were several points that were brought out. Elder Jim, do you remember some of those points to talk about? I'm looking for the microphone's right down there. Can you come up and share? Elder Jim had pointed out that the kingdom that Darius was king at the time, and it's right there in my seat. Darius was king at the time, And what was going on in that kingdom is very much like what's going on today. And so if you just, sure, off the top, can remember?
Sure. Number one, Darius was a righteous king. He loved Daniel. So when the enemies of Daniel conspired against him, and first of all, they made Darius make a rule that, hey, if anybody disobeys you, they got to be, terminated. And then they caught Daniel praying openly to his God, because the ruling was you weren't supposed to worship anything but King Darius. So they decided to throw Daniel to the lion's den. And they did it out of jealousy. Okay, Daniel was ruling the kingdom righteously. He had everybody's interest at heart. He was bringing prosperity to the kingdom. Yet these men conspired against him, even though Daniel was blessing them by making all the provinces prosperous. Sound like a trend, okay? And so, in spite of Daniel's blessing over the nation, there is always an enemy that wants to take you down for selfish purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had selfish purposes because they wanted to be rulers like Daniel. And so they said to Daniel, one of the things they said is, Daniel is one of those sons of captivity. He's one of those that did not integrate into our society. He's one of those that thinks differently. So how does society look at you because Jesus led captivity captive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus took those that loved him and he took them captive, rescued them, and gave us salvation. And so in society, you should look different. You should look like a daughter of captivity. You should look like a son of captivity. You should be blessing the nation. You should be blessing those around you. But there will be an enemy. But God will rescue you from the lion's den, and he will take down your enemies in Jesus' name.
Amen. They made a decree that you couldn't pray, but that didn't stop Daniel from praying.
Right.
You see, the laws and the legislation of the government should not keep us from doing what God has called us to do. And it was an amazing event for Daniel to be kept alive in the lion's den. God sent an angel. And many of us have heard this story so many times we can just go, But in the midst of your situation, when the enemy surrounds you, and the scripture says Satan, like a roaring lion, is prowling, going about, seeking whom he can devour. There are lions in the spirit realm around us that want to devour us, but the angels of the Lord stopped the lion's mouth. Hallelujah. And that king loved Daniel. He loved Daniel. He was so glad that he was alive in the morning. There is somebody on your side that loves you, and they are so thankful when you come through that battle.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
You see, that's what God has called the church to do, to stand together as we go through this life. Because this life is full of surprises. I often say, you can get thrown a curveball really quickly and not see it coming. But God. He already knows. Nothing comes to us that doesn't go through the hands of God first. So we don't have to worry. And we have some warriors in here, I know. And God wants us to give him those worries. Because he has set us up to win. He shall prevail against his enemy. We're in covenant with God. Our enemies are his enemies.
Yes.
If you are for God's people, God is for you.
Yes.
When we stand against what God is doing, God is against us.
Yes.
And we don't know everything. We don't know everything. And so sometimes we see God moving or we don't see God moving. And sometimes we'll declare that we don't see God moving or God isn't doing anything. But how do we know that? We don't know what's going on in the hearts of men and women. We don't know what's going on in the minds of our kids. As long as we're praying and doing what we're supposed to do, we've got to trust the Lord that he's going to take care of the rest. We'd like to do it all, but we have a small part to do. And what the enemy likes to do, he likes to wear you out by getting you focused on too many things. What are you called to do? And what is your part in the situation? You're not usually called to take care of the whole thing. At work, wherever you work, you're not called to do everything. You do your part. Amen? And God has a part for each one of us to do in the kingdom of God. And we will succeed in the part that he's given us to do. And he has set us up to win. He goes before us and he prevails against our enemy. Because he is a mighty man of war. And he has already defeated Satan at the cross. At the cross of Jesus Christ, Satan was defeated. And we've got to remember that and hold on to the finished work of the cross. Because what the finished work of the cross has done in our life, it can do for everybody else. And we continue to come to the cross to receive healing, to receive forgiveness, to receive freedom from generational curses that have been passed down from the sins of our Father that come to us. Our Father's sins are not going to make us sin, but it will set us up to sin. There are demonic powers that follow family lines, and you see cycles of drinking, or cycles of violence, or cycles of criminal activity, cycles of arrests and in trouble all the time, cycles of confusion, cycles of mental illness. God is greater than all of that. He can break those cycles of failure in your life. And I believe God is shifting us to see that he has set us up to win and that he's breaking cycles of failure. He's breaking old cycles and patterns in our lives. He wants you to have a new mindset. Yes. And that's a process of renewing our mind. He doesn't wave something over us and it all changes. I've shared before, Pastor Leonard and I took care of baptisms for years in the prayer ministry. And there were times that people would get baptized and they'd come up out of the water cussing and swearing. Well, you see, there was still some more work God wanted to do in their lives. Oh, the Lord taught me, judge nothing before it's time, right? Some folks come up speaking in tongues and some folks, yeah, because within your heart comes out, right? Right. God exposes that so you can be healed. But for some folks, that's such a pattern. But you see, that's got to be renewed. For others, they'll say, I swore like a sailor, and once I got baptized, I never swore again. You know, I love to hear those testimonies, but I've seen the other side of that too. And we know they're still saved. God still loves them. He's just working on them. Amen? Amen? And so that's what the church does. We wrap around each other. We pray for each other. We encourage each other right where we're at. We'd never ask anybody to walk in this place because they're perfect. If you wait until you're perfect and your life's in order to come to church, well, then you'll never come. And that's why we come. We are real people with real problems. We serve a real God who can solve them. And so wherever you're at is okay. But God's not going to leave you there. He's going to challenge you. He challenges us to come up a little bit higher. Every day we have an opportunity to come up a little bit higher. Every day we have an opportunity to take a step in the right direction. Every morning we can ask the Lord to order our steps and to keep us in line. I pray that my life will be synchronized with God's plan for my life every day. It's an honor to have a kingdom mandate every day. And to be kingdom minded. God is shifting our thinking to being kingdom minded. It's all about the kingdom. Tell your neighbor, it's all about the kingdom. And the kingdom of God wins. Amen? The kingdom of God wins. And this is going to be, we'll be talking about this every Sunday morning. There's so much more, and there's more in your outline about the taking it by force, but we'll cover that next week. Amen? So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are shifting and changing us and renewing our mind. Lord, I pray for those that are here today that feel like they've been defeated over and over again. Lord, I pray for them right now that that cycle of failure is broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for cutting away from them the old and bringing in the new. I thank you, Lord, that you are removing wrong thought patterns and replacing them with kingdom thinking, with the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you are securing us on the inside. Lord, that we cannot see what's going on the outside, but God, we know that you are stirring deep on the insides of your people, for you're raising us up to be the army of the Lord in these last days. God, as you send us into the highways and the byways to share the good news of the gospel, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And if there is anyone here this morning that has never received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, with every head bowed, would you just wave your hand at me this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, I thank you for a room full of saved people. Hallelujah. That know you as the Lord of hosts, that know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I thank you that you draw them closer to you, God. And Lord, that this week, God, there's a turnaround. Someone needs a turnaround this week. If you need a turnaround, just wave your hand. Father, we just thank you for a turnaround this week, a divine turnaround, God, in jobs and in families, in relationships, God. We thank you, Lord, for your supernatural power to come in and cut off every plan and scheme of the enemy and uproot, Father God, everything that is not of you. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are planting afresh in these lives as you bring this turnaround. God, I thank you that it will be better than what they thought it would be, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And God, you made them more than a conqueror. And Lord, as they continue to go forward, standing upon your promises, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you cause them to see your kingdom at work in their lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, for those that are here this morning that are struggling, praying for loved ones that are not saved, Lord, I thank you for that burden that you've put in their heart for their loved ones. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you give them strength to continue to stand in the midst of opposition. And some of you are dealing with some great opposition in sharing the gospel and not quite knowing how to do it or how to share God's love with family members. But Lord, we just thank you, God, that our lives are living epistles. And Lord, I just thank you that you give each one of these people your peace. Lord, that as they're around, just the very fragrance of the Holy Spirit and your presence changes the atmosphere. We thank you, Lord, for each one of them. Encourage them today, Lord. encourage them today. And I just sense there's someone here that's struggling on the job to the point that you would just like to quit your job and just walk out. And Lord, I pray that you give this person strength. Is anybody struggling on the job? Just wave at me. Hallelujah. I know you're here. Yes, Lord, we just thank you, God, that you give this person strength, God, that they're able to stand through what's going on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we press into your presence today. We press into your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're speaking to every person here today. Continue to speak to us. Tune our ears in to the frequencies of heaven. Lord, and shut out the noise of the world. Shut out the noise of the world. Shut it out, oh God. You desire for us to come to you. Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we just got to be still in his presence and get in a place where we're not being bombarded by the media. Lord, I thank you that you show us what is truth and what is false in the reporting of the media. Lord, I thank you that you've called us to be wise, not to be naive and believe everything that we hear. So, Lord, thank you for the Spirit of truth that lives on the inside of us. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Speak to us your truth. Also, I sense there's someone here this morning that's just holding on to a lot of pain. It's almost like I see you just holding it up in your arms, and it's heavy, it's painful, it's a burden that you've been carrying. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that we can just lift this burden on up to you. We can lift it on up to you, God. And Lord, I just ask you to just to lift it off of their hands as they lift it up to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even though we don't have the answers, you do. So, Lord, we lift this burden up to you. And we thank you, God, that you take it from us. Father, I thank you that your yoke is easy and your burden's light. It's not a difficult thing. It's not difficult. So, Lord, we thank you for your love. Father, pour your love into our hearts today. Just pour in your love, pour in your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the hope you're restoring. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let the church say,
amen,
amen, amen.